Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith,
You
say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Live Yakwa's radio, bottom part of the Sabbath day. Worldwide international radio broadcast, bottom part of the Sabbath day is not on the air. Yakwa's radio, Yakwa's ministry. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel. Oh, see, Royal. All right, it's the bottom part of Sabbath day, so we just going to get right up into the broadcast. And okay, we'll swing down and see who all in the room, and we'll take a little peek at that. How that sound? Okay, good. On the international side, all the slots here is filled. And that's 195 international countries. And that's a good thing, see, Royal. And what's flashing on the international side, bottom part of the Sabbath day, all camps, the gates is open, call for details. Remember one thing, see right here. We got to step a game up in Dust Age, Yakwa. Big task is on you. You're going to be tried, but step to the plate, kick ass man's business, and tighten up your backstroke. All right, 101-101-701. 101-701. 101-701. We leave it like that. Live broadcast, bottom part of the Sabbath day. class has already been in session since 12 o'clock. Remember one thing, you can go on what you call a pep talk and hear the class at 12. But right now, if you're ready for it for 2, that's a good thing. And Yahweh be with you. Remember one thing, the Passover 3 weeks away, Passover seed right here. It's called New Year's. It's 3 weeks away from New Year's. Passover. Yahweh be with you all.
John chapter 14. Hold on. Give me John chapter 14, verse 17. John chapter 14, verse 17. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. John chapter 14, verse 17.
Psalms
chapter
14.
Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 14.
Yes, ma'am.
John chapter 7.
John chapter 14, verse 17. Even the spirit of truth.
Okay,
it
says even the spirit of truth.
What spirit of truth is this? Okay, we got to preach up with the spirit of truth. That's eating the spirit of truth.
Yes.
The world got their own things with the meaning of what truth is. But
Wait
not
out.
The truth of this book.
Wait
not the truth of this book. Now, who is this truth?
Yes.
What do you mean by even the spirit of truth? Same book. Yeah, give me John 17, 17, then I'm going to go to John 14, verse 5. What do you mean by your word is the truth? John 14, verse 6. So that's who that truth is. Okay, back to John 14:17.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.
He said, whom the world cannot receive. The world can't receive this. Whom the world cannot receive.
Because it seeth him not. Neither know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you.
Yeah. He said, but he dwell with you. Okay. We'll dwell with you. Verse 26.
But the comforter, which is the righteous spirit.
Right.
Whom the Father will send to my in my name,
he'll
teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Then bring all things to your remembrance, which you started with from the beginning. He said, "I'll bring all things to remembrance." Yes, sir.
Broadcast we got out there. 700 something. He said, now you get all this information. conversation on the table. How can I remember all this? Go ahead. Come on, my lady. Where you at? And he said unto him, and he remembered everything. Hold on, my lady. Bring it back up at the top.
Okay. Jude chapter 32, verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up from him.
45, my lady. Jude 32, 25.
Jude chapter 32, verse 25.
Yes, ma'am.
And Jacob, Israel, said.
Israel said what?
Yahweh. How can I remember all that I have read and seen?
And what
did
he say?
And he said unto him.
He said unto him what?
I will bring all things to your remembrance.
I will bring all things back to your remembrance. Like over the brother, see you, brother, see you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Yahweh. The precept. Bring all things back to remembrance. Give me that Deuteronomy.
Call that verse out again. I got to put a precept to that one.
Call
the last verse out again. See,
yeah.
That's why you
got to
speak up.
You got to
speak up. Raise your voice up.
Jubilee
32, 20,
verse 25 to 26.
You got to bring it out. You got to bring it out. Sabbath day class. You got people all over the world listening. He's sitting there reading and like he's pillow talking. Bring it out. Well, read that verse again. Jubilee 25.
32.
Read that, Mother E.
32, verse 25.
Listen to this.
And Jacob said.
What did he say?
And Israel said.
Yeah, that's Jacob. He's Jacob. He ain't Israel yet. He's still a young. He that ain't timeline for him yet. Okay. Young man.
And Jacob said.
What did Jacob say?
Yahweh. How can I remember all that I have read?
How can I remember this?
And see.
Uh-huh.
And he said unto him.
And what did Yahweh say?
I will bring all things to your remembrance.
He said, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Now come on, Mother E. Now go to 334 of St. John. He's going to bring everything to your remembrance. Yes. St. John 334. And Mother Z had me 924 Mars. And this is all we got to do is get past being a Mars. We got to fall down and get up to Mars 924 and up at time appointed. Because Yahweh said, when you become a servant of Yahweh, he will do what again? And according to Jubilee 32:25? And how will he do it? Let's see if we pancake with you. 334.
St. John, chapter 3, verse 34.
Listen good.
For he whom Yahweh has sent,
speaketh the word of Yahweh. You speak the word. You won't be caught up all the time. Well, no, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But you want to got your mouth going, but I don't know about that.
Yeah.
That means Yahweh's not working with you. What would he do?
Well, Yahweh give not the spirit by measure.
Uh-huh. So Yahweh will step up and get you right in that very same hour.
Yeah,
but you got to let go of all that folly when you're not in class.
Yeah.
You got to put all that bad thinking and outside relationships down.
Yeah.
Then Yahweh will work with you. He see you whether you're in here or out of here.
Yeah.
The reason why you can't obtain this information because of your life that you lead, you think you're hiding behind. You ain't hiding, Yahweh see you. And how he'll see you when you mess up this book up and you can't find nothing. Can't nothing come to you.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is. I don't know nothing about that. Everything is out of order because Yahweh ain't work with you until you get straight.
Yeah.
He will help you when you get straight.
Yeah.
In him.
Yeah.
You finish that verse up? That 320? Whatever. 3 what?
Yeah, 334.
Okay, good. Now, come on, Mosey. So what we got to do? This is what we got to do. In the privacy of our, when we at home, in the car, we got to do a 924 mile.
Man.
What does it say?
Mark chapter 9, verse 24.
What?
Verse 24.
What?
Straightway, the father of the child cried out.
Cried
believe. Get it right with Yahuwah. Yahuwah,
yeah.
I believe. Don't get it right with nobody but Yahuwah.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the Rosemary B. Get it right with Yahuwah. I believe Yahuwah. Go ahead.
Help my unbelief.
Help my unbelief.
Yeah.
That's when Yahuwah start working with you. Because you both show progress every Sabbath day. Both have progress. Both see something in you. Don't go tell you the same thing every time. Get into Yahuwah's business.
Yeah.
And Yahuwah will bless you. He ain't going to bless you. You got the same mentality every time.
Yeah.
Get your energy level up.
Yeah.
Get into Yahuwah's business. This is 118:23. It's going to be a marvelous in our eyesight.
Yeah.
We're taking care of Yahuwah's business.
Yeah.
Ain't no cameo stuff here. This is big business we got to get going on. Back to Bar T. Israel.
All right. Back to that John. Who's that John 14? Hold on, hit that. John 14. John 17. That's right. Yeah, John 17.
Yeah, you remember, brother, yeah, God, Israel. You remember when that old Esau brought his old his class down here, and they was, you know, Esau, and he said, "Listen, y'all brothers, y'all that's with me, y'all got to raise your voice up.
Yeah.
When we cut that old, and them, they gonna try bull horns up in here. You remember that?
Yeah.
He said, man, he said, boy, we the debate, and y'all ain't reading the best good."
John 16.
When we turn over them, they're going to sound like bullhorns down there. You remember that?
Yeah.
That's how y'all got to be about these bullhorns. Y'all got to bring some bullhorns out when
yeah.
it comes down to Yahuwah's business.
Yeah.
So people, the world taking notes on you. You know?
That's right. Okay. All right, who's that John 14 where y'all coming from? John 14. All right. No, we're at 26. When he's at 26.
Well, let me get a verse in what I'm saying. Give me the First Kings chapter.
First Kings.
I want to get a verse. I want to get a verse in.
All right, First Kings.
Chapter 8. And look what it says in 55 to 56.
First Kings 8, 55 and 56. Verse 55 and 56. And he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice.
What kind of voice?
Loud.
We got to have a loud, and what will be even loud next?
56. Blessed be Yahuwah. They have given rest unto his people Israel.
That's it. So when Yahuwah's name comes, you got to put even more emphasis in it.
Yes.
They say with a loud voice, they say, "Blessed be Yahuwah."
Yes.
Blessed be Yahuwah. You got to bring this thing out. Bring it out. You'll be the no-lover song, like all the rest of them.
Yes.
With a loud voice. Did we read that? Is that what
we
say?
Yes,
with a loud voice saying, "Blessed be Yahuwah."
Yeah.
Is that what
we're
reading here?
Yahuwah.
That's what the man wants. That's what he wants right there. It is up there. In writing.
Yeah.
Dr. Bartek.
All right. Okay. Here's that 14:26. It says another one, it says, bring all things to your remembrance, right? There's one of them, Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Captain Buddy Chris Israel.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Remember the days of old. Consider
the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee.
See that? The elders, they will also tell you. They will show you. Psalms 44, verse 1. Psalms 44, verse 1. Mighty Israel. This is the precept on Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Psalms 44, verse 1. So David was reading Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. Psalms 44, verse 1. That in the times of old. Okay. All right. And what's our fathers? What's the list of our fathers? Go to Exodus. Here's the list of our fathers. We're going to Exodus. Let's get it. We can get into Exodus 3 as well, too. We can get into Exodus 3. See, our fathers rehearsed the righteous acts. They rehearse the righteous acts. Exodus 3. All right, verse 15. You can get it right here as well. 15 and 16. Yeah, Exodus 3, 15 and 16. There go a list of our fathers here. Yes. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. The Yahweh of our fathers, right? Okay, go ahead.
Yahweh of our fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel.
That's what your prayer is supposed to start with. Yahweh of your fathers, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and Yahweh of Israel. Can't leave your forefathers out.
And sent me unto you. This is my name forever. This is my memorial unto all generations.
That's right. Forever. Go ahead, verse 16.
Okay. 16. Go and gather the elders of Israel together.
See, that's the protocol right there. The seer supposed to gather all the elders of what?
Israel.
Go ahead.
Together. Say unto them, Yahweh of your father, Yahweh of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, appear unto me, saying, I have surely given you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt.
That's right. Land of bondage, Mizraim. That's right. Land of bondage. Yep. No, that's it. Exodus 3, verse 15, 16. Okay, we're coming back. Use that John 14. All right, finish at verse 26. Read that John 14. Back to John 14, verse 26. Yeah, well, I was reading that, yeah. We'll read John 14, verse 26.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
That's right. Whatsoever I said unto you. Okay, here's another one. John 15, 26. John 15, 26. Mm-hmm.
But when the Comforter is come, whom will I send unto you from the Father?
I say, it says, when the Comforter is coming, who's this Comforter? We just read it, 14:26, right?
Right.
That's who that Comforter is he's talking about. This it says, when the Comforter is come.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Will I send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father.
Yeah.
He shall testify of me.
Ever.
That's what it's doing, testify.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, give me that John 3:27. John 3:27. John 3, verse 27. Captain Brother Chris Israel.
John 3, 27, and it reads, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
See, that's what's forgiven. See that? No man can see nothing except it be given from heaven. All right. If we don't teach man's knowledge,
yeah.
If we don't do that, it's like this brother. He was just bringing all that folly to me at work. What it says, see, that's the difference between man's wisdom and world's wisdom. And through Yahuwah's wisdom. Totally contrary against that. Okay. I'm going to bring it out in Corinthians. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, pick up at verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Captain Buttercris Israel.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe?
Yeah. He said, where is the scribe? You know what the scribe is, the writer. Go ahead.
Where is the disputer of this world? Have not Yahuwah made foolish the wisdom of this world?
Yeah. See that? See, it's foolish. Have Yahuwah made foolish the wisdom of this world?
Yeah, right.
They saying everything which you can't read in this book, they all that philosophy, whatever they got going on. Mm. All right, give me same book, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Pick up at verse 6. Pick up at verse 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 and 6.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5. That your faith faith should not stand in the wisdom.
Okay, what this faith is? This faith meaning what? Got the brother Chris Israel. Can't just read that word faith. See that they gonna read it like it is. They gonna read that as like Christianity. You gotta, like I said, you gotta truly repent, step your game up. What's this faith? Meaning what? What's this faith is?
Yeah, my brother.
Huh?
I don't know, my brother.
This faith meaning the word is covenant. Go ahead.
That your word is not. Do not stand in the wisdom of man.
Go ahead.
But in the power of Yahuwah.
But in the power of Yahuwah.
Yes.
Right. Hold that real quick. Okay. What's the power of Yahuwah? What is the power of Yahuwah?
Yeah. What is the power of Yahuwah? That's a bad thing
to have.
What is the power of Yahuwah?
Power of Yahuwah. We could warm up in Matthew 22:29. Yeah, Matthew 22:29.
Yeah.
Matthew 22:29, Sister Phoebe Princess Israel. Yeah, verse 29.
Verse 29. That's why the Son answered and said unto them,
yeah.
You do hear. Not knowing the scripture,
yeah.
Nor the power of
Yahuwah.
Or the power of Yahuwah. So that's scripture. They don't know nothing. It's Bible. Scripture.
Yeah.
That's the power of Yahuwah.
Our Yahuwah.
Our Yahuwah. That's activate the power of Yahuwah. Okay, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. You're back at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Yeah, it was reading. Yeah, Captain Brother Chris Israel.
1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that they are perfect.
Yeah. He says we speak wisdom. And well, and what is wisdom, Captain Brother Chris Israel? We speak wisdom. What is wisdom?
Everybody.
What do you mean we speak wisdom
right.
Among them? What is wisdom?
Words.
We're talking about wisdom in this case here. We're talking about wisdom,
right.
Captain Brother Chris Israel.
Words.
We're talking about wisdom. No. We back here in 1 Corinthians. We have verse 6.
Okay,
Right, we're talking about here. We're talking about wisdom. We're talking about here in verse 6. We took care of that. We're talking about here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 6. What is wisdom? What do you mean you speak wisdom among them? What's that talking about, Captain Barty Cruz? All right, we can get it in. We can get it in David, and we can get it in Solomon real quick. Real quick. Okay, give me Psalms. Psalms 111, verse 10, Mother Z Israel. And then back up. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Psalms 111, verse 10, and Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we on this case, this wisdom. Yeah, I'm precepting what this wisdom is.
The fear of
Yahweh
is the beginning of wisdom.
Yeah. That's what wisdom starts in, the fear of Yahweh, the beginning of wisdom. Go ahead.
And a good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction.
See that? All that.
His praise enduring forever.
Praise enduring forever. Proverbs 1 verse 7. Instruction. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Proverbs 9:10. Muddy Israel. Yeah, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Yes, ma'am. That's right. Okay, back to that 1 Corinthians, Captain Buddy Chris Israel. Read that verse 6.
1 Corinthians, verse 6. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect.
And how you be perfect? Them that are perfect. Because we hear this all day long. Nobody perfect. What do you say that, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel? You said what? Hallelujah, Psalms 19, verse 7. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel.
Romans chapter 19, verse 7. The Torah instructions of Yahweh is hope, converting the soul, the covenant of Yahweh is sure, making the wise the simple.
Wise and simple. Okay, I'm going to bring out another one as well, too. Did that covenant, right? Okay. Give me, we're going to Sirach. Yeah, Sirach. Give me Sirach 30. Going to Sirach. Hmm. Yeah, too long on that wisdom. Go ahead. You can bring it out. Here's she. Trying to see that. It's a rock. Yeah, that's a rock, yeah. It's a rock. Let's see. It's a rock. Let's see. It's a rock 34:8. It's a rock 34, verse 8. It's a rock 34, verse 8. Mother Z Israel, Sirach 34, verse 8. Now we read about that covenant, right?
Verse 8. The Torah
instructions
of Yahweh is hope, found perfect. Without
lies, yes.
Wisdom is perfect to a faithful mouth.
Yes. So that's what makes you perfect, the Torah instruction.
Yes.
See all that, you see that? That'd be everything else. Folly. And that's exactly, and they know that. That's why they try to keep you away from this. Away from your history book, away from your Shabbat. We read the history of Esau's five sons with Amalek. We had to keep it secret, what our forefathers did in Maccabees.
Yeah.
So they definitely, they in the whole world in trouble. They didn't did. They have us to put down what we know and put on and pick up what they on. That light, that's right. Yahuwah. Yeah, Judah chapter 5, verse 20. Yeah, Judah. J-U-D-I-T-H. They mean the 14 books.
Yeah.
I don't like to say that word apocrypha for that Greek stuff. I say the 14 books. Hallelujah. Right, yeah, for that, for them to see. Yeah. This is what it's, yeah, Judah chapter 5, verse 20. This is what Buddy Yadda, Judah chapter 5, verse 20. Judah chapter 5, verse 20. Mother Z Israel. Verse 20.
Judah chapter 5, verse
Verse 20. Pick up at verse 17 and 20. Because they're going to be like, they going to be talking about anybody. What's this day referring to? Verse 23, the day is right here in verse 23. It's got a name on it.
Yeah.
Verse 23, let's break out who the day is real quick. Verse 23, then we coming back where you was at. Same book, verse 23. This brings out who's the day. Because they think a day talking about the world in here.
Yeah.
It's not even talking about the world when it's a day in this case. The answer's in there, verse 23. That's why you got to read them out your book.
That's right.
For same day, we will not be afraid of the faces of the children of Israel.
Okay, children of Israel. You just got a name. The children of Israel, who today is, that you're reading here in verse 17. All right, so now you can put they, the children of Israel. Real quick, because you can back it up here in verse 23. All right, now you put that understanding back to verse 17.
Verse 17. And while Israel sinned not before the Yahweh, Israel prospered.
They, Israel, prosper. So we can't leave that word, we can't leave that day out. You're going to say they, the children of Israel, prosper. So we can't.
Israel prosper.
And they, the children of Israel, prosper. Go ahead.
Because the Yahweh that hated. They hated iniquity.
Iniquity meaning sin. Sin. Iniquity means sin. Sin. Go ahead.
Was with them.
Let's read down. You can read down to verse 20. We're getting the whole thing of this real quick. You can read down to verse 20. Go ahead. Verse 18.
Verse 18. For while they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in
many
battles.
Right, like to this day, you shorted many battles. We'll be at point in there. That's why we here. Go ahead.
Truly so and was.
Very sore and was led captive
into the land that was not theirs.
Yeah. Yeah, we have. Go ahead.
And the temple of the Yahweh was cast to the ground, and the city was taken by their enemies.
Now we can read over there in Matthew, remember to the times of the Gentile, Esau, and the five sons, you know, over there in Matthew, about that. So this happened right, that ties in right there, taken by enemies, because the Gentiles over there, when we read, hold there, I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. They're about taken by enemies, yeah. Now you can clearly... All right. Mm-hmm, yep, that Luke. Going to Luke. Going to that Luke.
Yep, Luke 21. Yeah, I'm there. Luke 21, that's what it's talking about. Luke 21. Okay, Luke 21, pick up at the Captain Brother Chris Israel. Luke 21. All right, verse 24. Got the brother Chris Israel.
21, verse 24. And it reads, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And Jerusalem.
But the polluted for the Yadas of the kingdom. That's polluted. It's Yadas of the kingdom. I mean, everybody, you got to truly repent because you should. Trodden down.
Of the Gentile.
No, okay. What's it talking about in this case, Captain Buttercrisp Israel? What is it?
Judas.
Okay, now I'm talking about right here, verse 24. What's it talking about here? Who's the Gentile?
Yes.
What are they talking about right here in this case?
In this case, they're talking about the
10
northern tribes.
No. Oh, my. Oh, man, brother. It's not talking about the ten northern tribes. I'm not talking about northern kingdom here.
He's talking.
Esau and his five sons. Hold that, man, because you should be the, you know.
I can't believe
myself. Oh, man. You got it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's get that history of that. This is the prophesied.
From Babylon to Baku by Rudolph R. Wendler. Page number 84. And it reads, in the year 65 B.C., the Roman army under General Pompey captured Yabdar Judah. In 70 A.D., General Vespasian and his son Titus put an end to the Yabdar Judah's state.
They called it state.
The superior of the military governor of Palestine, Yahshua Judah, southern kingdom, but we were Palestine. Many outrages and atrocities were committed against the residue of Yahshua Judah. With a fear from Pompey to Julius, it has been estimated that over 1 million Yahshua Judah fled into Africa, fleeing from Roman persecution and slavery. The slave market was full of blacks.
Page 84. You read page 84. Yeah, the book of Timbuktu. I got one. Yeah, make sure you highlight that, because that ties in. Yeah, that's a hard. I got the paperback. Got that name.
We
know it's on the side, son.
We know these Gentiles by name.
Know this nation
by name.
Deppo. right, so everybody got to highlight it. Right, that's why I was almost like a library. 13.
that chapter?
We was at, I was talking about, we was at Luke. That's the book.
He just read one chapter of that.
Yeah, one paragraph, yeah. Yeah, second paragraph. Okay, go ahead. We got to go ahead and continue. You can't need no food. All right, okay, y'all, who going to pick it up for him while he's in the bathroom? Luke 21:24. That's right. That
Luke, chapter 21. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword.
Yeah.
And shall be led away captive.
Yep.
Into all nations.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh Jesus' southern kingdom shall be trodden down by the Gentiles. He saw his five sons.
Depo, go ahead.
Until the time of the Gentiles, the garden, his son, our son, grandson, be fulfilled.
Yes.
Be fulfilled. You can read. Read it out. It could be talking about Esau, his fast son. In that case, it could be talking about the 10 northern tribes, the northern kingdom, certain cases. It always will mean the same thing. In this case, it's talking about Esau and his five sons over there in Luke. Concerning that cup. Before we go there, Jeremiah, give me Malachi real quick. Give me Malachi, Mother Z Israel. Before we go to Jeremiah,
yes,
give me Malachi, the last chapter. Hold on, let me get there real quick. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 15. 15.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 15. And now we call the prize happy.
Yes.
Yea, they that work wicked are set up.
Yes.
Yea, they that tempt Yahweh are even delivered.
Yes. They already set up. Pretty sure they already set up. I don't even know it. All right. Yeah, they was created. That created. Romans 9.
Yeah, right.
Romans 9. Spoke it said Jeremiah. Romans chapter 9. Romans chapter 9. Happy yay that proud. Yeah, he whooping him a little bit. It's the video I was watching earlier. I'm bringing out when the class is over. Romans chapter 9, verse 11. Romans chapter 9, verse 11. Buddy Israel.
Neither
having done any good or evil. That's the purpose of Yahweh according to the elect.
My
stand. Election. According to the
election, my stand.
Yeah. You said according to the election, my stand. Hold on, you said according to the election, right? According to election, now give me that Isaiah 44 real quick, coming back. Then according to the election, let me get there real quick. All right.
Isaiah 44 verse 1.
Yeah, same book, Isaiah 44, verse 1.
Yes, now hear, O Israel, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen.
Mm-hmm. Verse 2.
Thus said Yahweh, that made you and formed you from the womb, which will help you. Fear not, O Israel, my servant.
Joshua is the word I word for Israel. Go ahead.
My servant and the God.
Now let's read like the Joshua is the word I word for Israel.
Joshua,
whom I have chosen. So Joshua is a polluted word I word for Israel.
Yeah.
It can't be. See, we not even gonna say device. They put some words in there. See, we can look right through that, through them follies there, with them words. Okay. All right, we back to that Romans 9. Back to Romans 9. Read that verse 11. What was that, verse 11? Who was reading that, Mother Z? Who was reading? Read that Romans 9, verse 11.
Romans chapter 9, verse 11. But the children did not yet born, neither had it done any good or evil. That the purpose of Yahweh, according to election, might stand, and not of works, but of him that called it.
But it's him that called it. He's 25th. He's talking about who these children is, and here in Athens, verse 13. Go ahead.
Verse 13. As it is written, Jacob, Israel, have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
Esau, who I've hated. Okay, skip down to verse 21 and 22. No, give me 20 to 22. Give me 20 and 22.
Romans chapter 9, 20 and 22.
Mm-hmm. 20 to 22.
Romans chapter 9, 20
to 22. 20 to 22. Go ahead.
Romans chapter 9, verse 20. But nay, but old man, who are thou that replied against Yahweh, shall be the same form say to him that from it, why has thus made me God?
Well, Yahweh made me thus. The old man who I replied against Yahweh. So this man is about our brother. These other nations, Esau. Go ahead.
Verse 21. And not the father power over the clay, of the same lot, to make oneself unto honor and another unto dishonor.
And that ties in right there in verse 13, right there. The honor and dishonor, right there. He just said it in verse 13. Go ahead. So we got some names on that. The honor and dishonor. Verse 22.
Verse 22. What if Yahweh willing to show his wrath?
Show his wrath. Go ahead.
To make his power known.
Yeah.
Enduring with much long suffering, the vessel of wrath fitted to destruction.
Fitted to destruction. See that vessel's of wrath. Yeah. So I mean, I don't know why they they try to put themselves. I mean, man, they ain't got no chance at all. I mean, that's it. Already, they commit that they ain't gonna never admit that they Esau, the five sons. They not gonna admit that at all.
We read people, we not. The Jews, the other red people, those are Esau, we not. Read that out here,
all right.
Book
used to be like, you can't even get no Amazon. That book used to be real high, like about $600-700 for that book. That it was just so high, but now it's lower. Now you can really get it now.
Yeah.
But that book is like, man, of course they're gonna jack the price up. That's what they do when it's concerning them anyway.
Written by Charles A. Wiseman, page number 50, and it reads, does the evidence of Yahweh's conflict and struggle between Esau and Jacob can be followed down through history to the present time? Her conflict, war, persecution, social struggle are the result of two different systems generated by two different people, nations, descended from Esau and Jacob. But there are differences among any two races or nations. No other two have such antagonist and conflicting relationship existence as between the Jew and the white Christian people.
So the Jews are the descendants of Esau, and the white Christian people are the descendants of Jacob. Amen.
Yeah, that's why. Oh, they get it. They do what they supposed to. They do what they part according to Psalms 58 verse 3. They gonna speak lies. That's what they do. So we already know. They gonna do that. They gonna do that. Psalms 58 verse 3. Mother Z Israel. Psalms 58 verse 3. Oh, yeah, we know the history over there in Genesis, over there back in Genesis. As soon as they be born, speaking lies. So, we already know that history.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, about the birthright. To have him, you know, that was a lie right there,
yeah.
Which it didn't happen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted
to be out of money. That's right. About this cup, give me Genesis, give me Jeremiah about this cup, concerning about this cup here. All right, Jeremiah 25, pick up at verse 13. It's the cup, and all rest of the 17 nations, even Esau, where that cup really going to be, Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah 25:13. And I will bring upon that land all my words which I had pronounced against it, even all that is written in this book.
It said written in this book, the book we in right now. Go ahead.
Yeah.
In this book.
Jeremiah the seer, go ahead.
Which Jeremiah has spoken against.
Has prophesied.
Which Jeremiah prophesied against all nations.
Against all nations. Which that prophet against all nations. What, the 17 nations? Let's go ahead.
Verse 14. From many nations and great kingdoms, great kings shall serve
themselves
also, and I will recompense.
That means recompense, means payback, getting them back. Go ahead.
According to their deeds and according to their works, works of their own hands.
Yeah, according to their works of their own hands. For I be to that mother DF Israel, see where I am?
Yeah,
All right, verse 15.
For thus says the Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh of Israel, go ahead.
Yahweh of Israel, unto me. Take the wine cup of this fury.
Ooh, this cup of this fury. Go ahead.
At my hand and
all nations to whom I send this to drink it.
Cause ye to drink it. Okay. John the Revelator spoke on that as well too. We coming back. Give me Revelation, end time prophecy, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel. We're going to the Revelation 14. Verse 10. Pick up at verse 8.
Revelation 14:8. And there followed another ministry spirit saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of her wrath, of the wrath of her fornication.
Okay, we already know who Babylon is. Who's Babylon is? In this case right here, you're reading over in Revelation. Who's Babylon? By number. Yeah, we got to have a verse. What's that verse that we can read? Who's Babylon? We can read. Who's Babylon that we can read? Who's Babylon right here we're reading over in Revelation? Can't just read, but we got to know what we're reading. Who's Babylon here, and we're reading over here. 14, verse 8. If you don't know, but is he Israel? You know Babylon? Who is this Babylon referring to here? 14:8. Is that what? Who's this Babylon? We can read.
Babylon.
If you don't know, then I'm gonna bring it out. You need to ask.
Who is Babylon?
Let's see. Who's Babylon, Mother D.F. Israel? Be in Revelation.
Bring it out.
All right. Okay, so who else don't know? Mother D. Israel? Psalms 137:7-8. That's why I say you going to show up. Psalms 137:7-8. Yeah, then Zechariah, precept on that. Yahweh beauty there. Yeah. Yahweh. Psalms 137. Bring it out, Sister Phoebe, Prince of Israel. Psalms 137, verse 7 and 8. Got to roll. Right. And this, don't get away from me if you don't.
Psalms 137:7. Verse 7. Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Edom, Esau, the five sons, in the day of Jerusalem, saluted for Yahweh Judah, who said, raise it, even the foundation thereof. Verse 8. O daughter of Babylon.
Daughter of Babylon.
Yeah.
This is the Babylon he referred to in Revelation
14. That's right. All right, another precept on that. Go to Zechariah 2,
right.
Verse 7. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7.
Chapter 2, verse 7. Deliver yourself.
Mean deliver yourself. Save yourself. Go ahead.
Yeah.
O Yahweh Judah, that dwelt with the daughter of Babylon.
See that even to this day, that dwelt with them, because they here in our land. We already here. They here in our land, that dwelleth with the daughter of Babylon. That's who this Babylon is referring to here in Revelation. Revelation chapter 14, verse 8. All right, back to verse 8. Revelation 14, verse 8. That's who this Babylon is.
You said Revelation what? Chapter 14.
Verse 8.
There followed another ministering spirit saying, Babylon is fallen, their great city, because she made all nations weep of her.
As we're talking about that we read over there in that Jeremiah, made all nations drink that wine.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish verse 8, then skip down verse 10. Verse 10. It said a wrath of a fornication. Now what's this fornication talking about?
Yeah.
Verse 10.
Hold on before we skip, go to verse 10. What's this fornication? Yeah.
That's right.
What's fornication? What's fornication talking about? It's fornication. All the Christians read in fornication, now my land would be another woman, and all that fornicating, all that.
Yeah.
So that carnal mindset.
That's
right. They don't understand what they're talking about. They be lost as outdoors. Okay, anybody know about this fornication?
That's right.
I know. This fornication. Okay, what's this called? Fornication. Greed. This fornication is talking about. I'm going to bring out that mic as well, too, about that,
Now, this fornication also ties in and Mike as well, too, and I'll break it out. Yeah, that's right. Y'all know? Okay, that's one. Well, what's on the, anybody got it? Yeah, fornication, fornication. You don't know, just say you don't know, then. You're talking about this fornication. What does this fornication brings in? The wrath of fornication.
Yeah.
Fornication. Got the Buddy Cruz Israel. What's this fornication talking about? Got the Buddy Cruz Israel. Is that what?
I don't know what you
got, right? We had right here Revelation 14. 14 verse 8. That's why it's so imperative to change, pick this book up on the Sabbath. You got to really take notes and study this. Imperative. Yahuwah. What? Okay, what's this book?
Dig it out. How it
go? Oh, I'm glad this book belongs to us. This great book, man. How we y'all for all that?
Let me get one in
while I...
Oh,
yeah.
What about the wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14?
Yeah, Hallelujah. That's right. But yeah, really, you got it right there on the
end.
The wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 12. For the derision of idols are the beginning of spiritual fornication.
That's right.
And then of them the corruption of life.
That's what Esau made all nations, all the rest of the nations, to drink that nonsense. Well, also they drinking. Micah, chapter 2. What else they were drinking? Going to Micah real quick. Micah 2:11.
That's right.
Micah 2:11. Tell the brother Chris Israel. Micah 2:11. Go ahead. Chapter 2, verse 11. Easy to look in your index and find out what book, what page the book is in. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel, give me Micah chapter 2, verse 11. Micah 2, verse 11. Yeah, Micah, right after Jonah.
I will prophesy unto
wine and of strong drink. He shall even be the seer, prophet.
I knew you was going to stumble.
Seer.
No, it's not talking about that.
Of his people.
No, it's not talking about this. Not talking about, there's no seer in verse 11 at all, period.
Done.
I've been on there.
Wait
a minute. Not talking about that. You say teacher.
This, pal. Too long. Too far. Too long. Oh, about to get there now. Go ahead, brother. I don't know. Go ahead.
Teacher. Teacher, you can say teacher, deacon, pastor, but it's not, in verse 11, I don't see no seer in there at all. Especially if it's talking about some falsehood. All right.
Let's see what we should put in that position there.
Right.
Let's
look
at Jeremiah 23, verse 1.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
What word should have been in that? Jeremiah 23, verse 1.
Israel. Remember, you heard all over the world. You heard all over the world. Hold back the tenter's hand.
Yeah, speak loud. Oh, man.
Jeremiah
23, verse 1.
Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1.
That destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Say the Yahweh.
That word could be in there.
Right. That's right. Go ahead, verse 2.
Verse 2. And it reads, therefore, thus saith the Yahweh, Yahweh of Israel, against the pasture, that feed my people,
or shepherd, or teacher, or bishop. You got the choice.
Right.
You got a choice what to use when it's deception.
Right.
You got the choice to use when it's deception. That's why you have to be able to discern and have the right spirit to understand in this case. This is talking about something else. And let me get a scripture on that to kind of bring that to mind. Back up brought to you to Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, when certain things come up, verse 17, the watch it say in 10:17.
All right, book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 17. Now, while Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, doubting himself.
Read that. That's it. Read that. See, so sometimes you got to recognize when you're doubting yourself, if something else goes there, something else goes there. So you got to be able to discern that what goes there. You got to be able to have a discernment. And he'll give you that if you want it. He'll give it to you if you want it. But you got to want it. To be able to deal with that. Instead of a tantrum, when people listen all over the world, you don't even go that way. When you get corrected. Take the correction, add to it, and come back stronger the next time. That's it. That's how you build a ministry up. Not tantrum.
Right. Right.
Come on, brother.
All right. Yahweh. So make sure you make, write that down, make notes. Okay. Now he's at Jeremiah 23, verse 2. So it's just, when it's talking about against the pastors right here, it's nothing good. Okay? And you can, well, you can use this as well, too. Verse 4.
Verse 4. And I will put, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. And they shall fear no more, be dismayed.
All right, we had Jeremiah 23, verse 4.
Jeremiah 23, verse 4. And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, save the Yahuwah.
Right. They shall be lacking. Okay. All right. So that's, so all right. With that understanding, back to Micah chapter 2, verse 11.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can really... break it down. That's it, Micah chapter 2, verse 11.
Micah chapter 2, verse 11. If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying, I will... prophesy unto you thee of wine and of strong drink. He shall be the bishop of this people.
Yahuwah. See that? See that? They don't understand it. That's how you read that. That's how you read that verse. All right. That's what that falsehood. That falsehood. Concerning that falsehood is concerning that falsehood. Let's go to Job to see it real quick. About that concern, about that falsehood. Yeah, we're going to Job. Going to Job chapter... Joel 21:34. Let's get in Joel 21:34. Joel
21:34. But it's Israel.
Remain a falsehood. Okay. Back to that, coming back. Back to Revelation. Back to Revelation. Alright, verse 10. Back to Revelation 14, verse 10. Hold on, pick up at verse 9 real quick. So what it's talking about here.
And the third ministry spirit followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, verse 10, the same shall drink of the cup which is.
Okay, this.
The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the righteous ministry spirit and in the presence of the Lamb.
In the presence of the Lamb. Who's this Lamb? Huh? You say Yahweh the Son? Okay, let's bring it out in John. Let's bring it out in John. Back up. Going to John real quick. So this Lamb is talking about the presence of the Lamb. All right, John chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 29 and 36. John chapter 1, verse 29 and 36. Okay, sins of the world, because see, they're going to jump you with that, because they'll say, hey, look, talking about everybody.
Yeah.
And you got to be real plain, because the gang says out there, when the floodgates come, so they're going to come like that. So you got to bring out what world is talking about, real plain, especially what we know. All right, read that again, use that what, verse 39? Oh, yeah, 29. Read that verse 29 again.
Okay. John chapter
1,
verse 29.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, John seeth Yahweh the Son coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of Yahweh, the Son, which taketh away the sins of the world.
Yeah. Okay, what do you mean by take away the sins of the world? What world is he talking about in this case here? Take away the sins of this world.
That's right.
You got to know how to.
Isaiah 45.
Yahweh, Isaiah 45. Yahweh. Buzz the Israel. Isaiah 45, 17.
That's right.
John 18:20. John chapter 18, verse 20. John chapter 18, verse 20. If I said nothing, give me John 17, verse 9. So he said, take away. So look what he says here in John 17, verse 9. John 17, verse 9. Chapter of the Christ Israel.
John 17, verse 9. And it reads, I pray for them, the children of Israel. I pray not for the world, but for them, the children of Israel, which thou hast given me,
there you go.
For they are mine, are thine.
There you go. You see how very, you know, there you go. That's the word it's talking about there. Okay.
Yahweh.
All right, back to John 1, okay, you read verse 29, verse 36, on that lamb. This lamb is verse 36. Back to John, chapter 1, verse 36.
John, chapter 1, verse 36. And looked upon
Yahweh
the Son as he walked, and said, Behold, the Lamb of
Yahweh.
Yeah.
There you go, that's what that lamb is talking about there. All right, okay, back to Revelation. Okay, he said receive his mark, right? His mark is interchangeable for what? Give me John, we're going to pick up at one more verse, John 3:33.
That have received the testimony
for the covenant have set to his seal that Yahweh the Son is sealed. Yeah. It says that it's interchangeable. Let me see mark the seal.
Yeah.
Another one over here in Isaiah. Well, too. That's right. Now, Isaiah. You got Isaiah. Isaiah the seer. Isaiah chapter 8, 16. They're going to preach, they're going to second witness on that. Isaiah 8, 16. Buddy Israel. So bind up that testimony, meaning covenant. Go ahead.
Bind up the covenant. Seal the
Torah
instruction among my
disciples. Disciples, followers of God. Okay, that's it. I just wanted that one verse. Ephesians 4:30. Ephesians 4:30. Chapter by the Christ Israel. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30.
Ephesians. Chapter 4, verse 30.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and it reads, and grieve not the righteous spirit of Yahweh, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption.
Yes, unto the day of redemption. Yahweh. I read verse 10. Okay. All right. We're going back. So we're going back to who's that? Jeremiah. We're going back to Jeremiah. John was reading, John Reller was reading Jeremiah. Okay, back to Jeremiah 25. All right, verse 17. Yeah, Jeremiah 25. 17. It was reading Jeremiah. Go ahead, verse 17.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 17. Then took I the cup at Yahweh's hand and made all the nations to drink,
yeah,
unto whom Yahweh had sent.
All right, so we already know they was drinking that wrath and that falsehood ties in as well. So yeah, it's a great. All right. Let's see, it's another one. Jeremiah 25. Speak some more about that as well. Okay. Jeremiah 50. Yes. I'm getting close though, Jeremiah. Yeah, I'm in Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51. You go back to Jeremiah 51, verse 1. Jeremiah 51, verse 1. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel.
Against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that raise up against me and destroying.
Okay, it said, read that verse one again.
Yeah.
Read that verse one again, real quick.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 1. Thus said Yahweh, behold, I will raise up against Babylon, Esau and his five sons, and against them that dwell in the midst of them.
He says, and against them that dwell in the midst of them. What it means by to dwell in the midst of them.
Yeah, right.
But it's talking about here that dwell, and that dwell in the midst of them. Alone. And it says, okay, Babylon and against them, and against them that dwell in the midst of them. So it's two things here. That's why you got to watch me revise. Dwell in the midst of them. So what Babylon's in the midst of? We read earlier in what? Zechariah? Give me Zechariah 2, verse 7. Zechariah 2, verse 7. Chapter about the Christ Israel. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go ahead and pick that up from the Mother D.F. Israel, Zechariah 2, verse 7.
Zechariah chapter 2, verse 7. Deliver yourself, O Yahshua Judah, that dwelleth with the daughters of Babylon.
Yeah.
That's what it's talking about right there. And again, that dwell in the midst of them. All right. Back to Jeremiah 51. And against them, so as Bobby said, and against them that dwell in the midst of them. Those that tied in with Babylon, Esau and his five sons, we also, it said against them that dwell in the midst of them. Give me Isaiah. And that's why it's imperative. Give me Isaiah 15. Let me see what I'm on. Isaiah 15. coming back there. Isaiah 13:15. Already clear about everybody joining to them to fall by the sword, so we know who the them is who's reading it in Revelation and Jeremiah. They're joining to them. Those that got caught up, joining to them, and how about getting that Bazin thing? You already been joining to them. That Bazin thing, they really think that. Well, I see Father all day long. Oh, man. They really think they believe that stuff is going I mean, man. Yeah, I was looking at a video. There was a
thus said Yahweh, behold, I will raise up against
because I know that Chaldean. Dust the slain fall. Dust the slain shall fall in the land of Chaldean. But really just Babylon is really referring to. Right there, so. Go ahead, and they that are thrust through in her streets. Okay, give me verse 2. Verse 2, quick.
And we'll send unto Babylon Sanner, five sons, and shall fan her, and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her.
When it's talking about her, it's talking about Babylon. Yahweh. empty her lands and for the day of trouble.
Yeah.
They should be against her round about. Okay, give me verse 5.
Jeremiah 51, verse 5.
So when you see Israel, go ahead. I'll break it down. Go ahead.
Okay. For Israel have not been forsaken, nor Judah, so Israel
will be given. Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay. For Israel, the 10 northern tribes, shall not
Northern Kingdom, yep.
Satan, Lord God by Judah of Yahweh,
yes.
The son of Yahweh, of the host. So their land was filled with sin against the righteous.
Babylon. Okay, sin against the righteous pure one of Israel. Verse 6.
Out of the midst of Babylon,
we saw his
five sons.
Hold on, when it says flee out, it's talking about when the word says flee out, what it's talking about here in verse 6. It means about flee out. What it's talking about? You read in verse 5, what it's talking about flee out. Go ahead, verse 6.
I'm
talking about verse 6 here.
Oh, okay.
With flee out, what it's talking about?
Yeah.
Who he telling to flee? Okay, y'all know Judah and who else? Northern Kingdom, right, that's what it's talking about. Go ahead, verse 6. All the 12 tribes, go ahead.
12 tribes of Israel, flee out of the midst of Babylon.
Yes.
Saluted for five sons. We saw five sons. We not cut off.
He said, and deliver every man his life. Go ahead.
Yeah, and deliver every man's soul, but be cut off in her sin.
Right. He says, read that very carefully. Be
not cut off in
her sin.
We saw his five sons, liberty included for sin.
Right.
For this is the time.
Yeah.
He will render unto her, Esau's five sons, a recompense.
Payback coming. Go ahead.
Verse 7. Esau's five sons have been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand.
Reading about that cup over there, and they've been a golden cup. There's been a golden cup. Okay, he said drunken of a wine. What wine are they talking about here? What wine are they talking about? Over here in verse 7. Drunken of her wine.
Yeah.
What wine is it? Anybody know what this wine is? There you go. That's it. Yeah, Michael 2:11. That's right. Just said it, Michael 2:11. Go ahead and bring it out. The passage, we went over there in Jeremiah 23:1
yeah.
and 2. Yeah, he used one of them. Bishop. Isaiah 49:26. What's it talking about? 49:26. I was out there Jeremiah 51.
David's at verse 7. Yeah, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 51. Get back to Jeremiah 51. Okay, we have verse 8 now.
Verse 8. Babylon.
She may be him. Okay, but he said if she may, if it says if so, she may be his. We know that ain't like, but verse 9. Right, it's talking about this case. She may be his. Go ahead.
Verse 9. We would have healed Babylon.
Everybody would have healed Babylon. He saw his five sons. Go ahead. And you.
Forsake her.
That forsake her.
And let us. Go. Into his or her own country.
Yeah. All right, he said let everyone go to his own country. Give me the Isaiah 13. Hold on. We coming back.
Yeah, right.
Give me Isaiah 13. Isaiah 13 real quick. Go to their own country and land is interchangeable.
Yeah.
Country or land. I know I can read about the land. And the country, they just came up with that. I can read about land all day in this book. It says to their own. Use that Jeremiah 51, verse 9, right? Give me Isaiah 13. Yeah, Isaiah 13, I'm coming back. 14. Isaiah chapter 13, verse 14.
And it shall be as the chase grows,
yeah.
And as a sheep that no man take up. They shall every man turn to his own people,
yeah.
And flee every one into his own land.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Go ahead, because this is who's already. It is prophesied. Go ahead.
That's right.
It's coming.
Already been told.
Been told already. Wait, look. All right, back to that Jeremiah 51. Yeah, verse 9, yeah.
Jeremiah. Would have healed
Babylon,
Esau and his five sons, but she, Esau and his five sons, is not healed.
Can't heal her. You can't heal her. Nothing we can do. She's not healed.
For to make her, Esau and his five sons, and let us. Israel,
talking about the rest of the nation, because they know that once his,
everyone.
Talking about they ain't talking about us in this case.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, go ahead. Remember the Isaiah 13, 14.
Other nations,
but just other nations under Israel. Other nations under Israel. That's what it's talking about. Other than us. Okay, yeah, let's finish off this verse 9. I'm looking at some good stuff here.
Okay.
All
right.
We got one?
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 9.
We would have healed. And we would have healed Babylon.
So who would the we?
Right. Let's bring that out. He says the only one that can heal you. Let's bring that out so we'll be clear about that. Give me some real quick. Right, we got to bring it out. We say about the healing, we have to bring it out of Scripture. Always remembering, we have to bring it out of Scripture. All right, let's go to Psalms 107, 20. Psalms 107, verse 20. Under the Israel, Psalms 107, verse 20. Deliver them from their destruction. Wisdom of Solomon 16:12. Wisdom of Solomon chapter 16 verse 12. Captain Brother Chris Israel, I see you real quiet over there. Yeah, give me that Wisdom of Solomon chapter 16 verse 12. Solomon chapter 16, verse 12. Yes, sir.
Solomon chapter 16. Solomon chapter 16, verse 12. It says, For they were
Wisdom of Solomon chapter 16, verse 12. Right.
They were quick.
No.
Remember?
Chapter 16, verse 12. Chapter Brother Chris. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12.
Remember
Plaster, go ahead.
It restored them to health.
Well, it's not going to work. You can have all the good herbs, like the olive leaf extract or whatever, for your illness and stuff like that, but they only missing this. Go ahead.
But that word.
They only missing the word. The word.
Which healeth all things.
Yeah. That's what heals you, not the plaster, not the herb. Even though he created the herbs, but you got to have his word for it to work. That's what heals all things. That's why words will heal it all things. That's the healing right there.
Yeah.
Right? The healing right there. Okay, we back at, we left off at Jeremiah 51. Jeremiah 51. Yeah, these are verse 9, Sister Stephen, Prince of Israel.
Jeremiah
51, verse 9. What did
you say, Mother
Israel? No, because I'm trying to finish up the, trying to get something here in verse 9 about the reaching thing. I'm trying to bring that out. But she's go ahead and finish that up real quick so I can help you up.
Verse 9. We, Yahweh the Son and Yahweh the Father, wouldn't have healed Babylon, we saw the five sons, but see, Babylon is not healed. Forsake her, we saw the five sons, and let us, the 17 nations, every one into his own country. For her, we saw the five sons, judges.
Judgment
reaches unto the
heaven.
Yeah. And is lifted up even to the sky.
And see, that's what John the Revelator got there. Hold that. Go back to, let's go to inside prophecy. That's why, but he just said it in a different, in a different way, talking about the same thing. Let's go to Revelation about that. Like you're reaching to the skies, right?
Yeah.
And judgment. See what it's talking about here. All right, let me get. Yeah, right there, the 18, Revelation 18. Yeah, Revelation 18. Yeah, you can pick up at verse 4.
I heard, I have brought the son, heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, you son, my son, my people. That you be not partakers of her, you son, the five sons, sing. And that you receive not her, you son, the five sons, sing. Verse 5. For her, we saw the five sons' sins have
4 now.
Yes. Verse 6. He reward her, Esau, and the five sons, even as she, Esau, and the five sons, rewarded you. And double unto her, Esau, and the five sons, double according to her, Esau, and the five sons, work. In the cup.
Oh, Esau, the five sons. Yeah, what cup?
Hello, you said about the...
being delicious.
You live deliciously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me get there. She wants that verse, that precept on Revelation 18, verse 7, about the position precept. Yeah, it's Revelation 18, verse 7. Right, that's the precept for that. Isaiah 47. That's it.
Yeah, that's the precept.
One.
27:1 Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon, you son of my son. Verse 7. And you sit it, I shall be a
You said,
I shall be a lady forever, so that you did not lay these things to your mind.
Yeah.
And neither did it remember the latter end of it. Okay. Therefore, hear now this, you that are given to pleasure, that dwelleth carelessly, that sitteth or saith in your mind, I am, and none else beside you. I shall not sit as a widow, and neither shall I know the law of children.
That's the precept. That's it. Now you precept that,
Now
you precept that.
From Revelation chapter 18.
Okay, it speaks about that. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, I said it's a queen, right?
Huh?
That queen.
Yeah.
It also ties in, because that's what they said. That's that pride.
Yeah.
Look at that pride right there. Go to Obadiah. At the Buddy Chris Israel. Right. One more verse. Give me Obadiah chapter 1.
Chapter 1, verse 1 and 3. The vision of Obadiah. So said the Yahuwah concerning Edom.
He saw his five sons.
He saw his five sons. We have heard a rumor from the Yahuwah. Armor ambassador is sent among the heathen. Rise ye and let us rise up against her in battle. Verse 2. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen.
And verse 3.
1 and 3. Okay.
Yes, sir.
The pride of thy mind hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the cleft of the rock, whose habitation is high. That's it. In his mind.
Yeah.
Who shall bring us down?
No. It was who shall bring me down?
Yeah. Who shall bring me down to the ground?
Mm. That's what they say. They mind. Who shall bring me down to the ground?
Yeah.
That's that mind said. Okay, I know it says something in Ezekiel. Well,
Okay, so we see that verse in Ezekiel. When it speaks about that, I don't think that's it. Let's get, I can get in if that's, come up another way, yeah, Thessalonians real quick. Second Thessalonians. Yeah, Second Thessalonians. Chapter 2. Because chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Pick up at verse 1. 3 and 4. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, 3, and 4. But it is Israel. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, skip down verse 3 and 4. Yes, ma'am. Then coming back to Ezekiel 28. Go ahead.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of Abba, Yahweh the Son, and by our
gathering
together unto him.
Oh, he's talking about the bread, he's talking about the door of the kingdom he's writing to. Lord Decatur, the brethren. Okay, skip down verse 3 and 4.
Verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. Let no man or woman deceive you by any means. For that day shall come, but that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man or woman of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Son of perdition. So this also ties in with Esau all the way, Zebulun. I mean, okay. Verse 4.
Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh, or that is worthy
worship,
so that he as Yahweh sit in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is
Yahweh.
He is Yahweh. Okay, get down to verse 7 and 8 real quick. So it's a mystery to the world. For the mystery, go ahead.
For the mystery of iniquity with sin do already work.
It's already working. Go ahead.
Only him who now let will let he be taken out of the way.
And that's what we're waiting on, so he be taken out of the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead, verse 8.
And then shall the wicked.
So this says dead, and then should that wicked. Now who's the wicked? The wicked is talking about.
Yeah.
Wicked have a name, y'all should know. Wicked
right.
Have a name. What is what he's talking about in this case here?
Esau
and his five sons. He said Esau and his five sons. Get a scripture. Say what?
Malachi 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
1
oh.
Verse 2 and 3.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Brother Z Israel. Malachi chapter 1.
2 and 3.
Get it.
Malachi, chapter
1,
verse 2, 3, and 4. Right, it's in the matter. Malachi, chapter 1, verse 2, Israel, give me Job real quick. He says, Herod is waiting for the dragon. Let's get Job to see her real quick. 29. Job 30, 29. Okay, back to the are we coming back? Back to Malachi. Brother D Israel. Back to Malachi. Malachi chapter 1. Verse 3.
We jump off with it says dragons. Our vertical says dragons. We left off with that.
I have hated Esau and made his mountains and his parents waste
wilderness. Verse 4.
Yeah, Herod just waits for the dragon. You can read on the Revelation, this red dragon.
Yeah.
Points on him. I mean, man.
Oh,
man. Go ahead.
Verse 4. Where will Esau say, we are in
Proverbs.
But we will return and build the desolation place. Thus said the Yahweh of the host. They shall build, but we will go down, and they shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people of them whom the Yahweh have
in the nation.
Give me Jeremiah 49:10. That wicked be revealed, that wicked point that Esau and his five sons. Jeremiah 49:10. Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 49:10. Were you holding on 2 Thessalonians 2?
Yes.
Okay, Mother Israel, give me Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 10. He said, so that Rick could be revealed, right? How is it being revealed? Real quick. Yeah, Jeremiah 49, verse 10.
have made Esau and his five sons heirs. I have uncovered his secret place, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is fall, and his brethren, and his neighbors, and he is not.
He is not. That's how he was revealed.
What do you mean by he's poor?
Yeah.
He's poor now?
Yeah.
He's poor now or what?
No.
He's poor now, isn't he? When that gonna happen? So when would he be poor? He was alive and well about 12 o'clock for 1 o'clock, wasn't he? Today, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was alive and well.
We're looking
for Captain at $500,000 comes up. Hey, Cap, you know, they were buying a wheel in the yard. Living and everything in the yard.
Well, she could talk about that. You know, that's about the word.
He thought he was measured out the lot. He said, you know, he'll come up to $350,000 yet. Just getting out of this. We're going to get this right here just to aggravate
you.
So you read that Jeremiah 49:10 about that the wicked be revealed, right? Okay. All right, give me Isaiah a precept on that. Give me got the brother Chris Israel.
I didn't pay you,
brother.
Good work is going on.
You're going to Obadiah. Yeah. Obadiah 1:6. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6. That's the precept of Jeremiah 49:10. Chapter
1, verse 6.
That's about it, because it's real. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6.
How are
the kings of Esau? My son, Sir Solomon. How are his hidden things all up?
All right, his hidden things are all up. See, a lot of brothers, they can't figure out why the so-called white man, which is Esau's five sons, really red, pale red at that. Jeremiah 29 tell you that. They can't figure out why the way they act, why they so, I can't understand. He say one thing and do another. It's like at my job, you know. If you don't know who you are, you can never figure out what they are.
Yeah.
Give me verse 7 on that. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7. All the men of thy confederacy have brought,
I don't know where you are.
Obadiah chapter 1, verse 7.
Even to the of the Confederacy. The men of thy Confederacy have brought thee even to the border.
Even to the border.
The men that were at peace with thee
have deceived you. That deceived means you. We know that. Cause we know according to what he done did to Gad. And broke about 400 some trees over there in Psalms 55, 20-23. It'll broke every tree. So to be at peace with you deceived you.
Yeah.
All right, we're coming back to that verse. We're going to finish off that verse, verse 7. Psalms 55, 20-23. Mother D.F. Israel.
Psalms 55, verse 20. He has put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him.
Right.
He has broken his covenant.
He done did. Every last one of them. So he can't really. I'm glad I knew who I am. I mean, thank goodness, I'm glad I'm Yah Dai Israel.
21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter.
Mm. Yeah, they come with it. It's like they did Gad. It's like he did Gad and Reuben.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But war was in his mind.
Mm. He already fitted it to the level you up. That war. Go ahead.
Yeah.
His words were